Welcome to the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast. All the information you need to make the most of your fantasy football league with just a touch of sarcasm to keep you from taking yourself too seriously. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this latest episode of the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast.
Good evening, everybody, and the whole crew is back. It's another episode of the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football Podcast. And we're here. I would have opened with some Christmas music. I just don't know if it's legally possible to do that.
Yeah.
I'm all worried about the whole, you know, copyright thing.
Yeah,
so.
And your luck is not real good with copyright infringements.
We're actually recording this episode on Wednesday night, but we're going to put it up for all listener consumption on Thursday. Only because it is Christmas weekend, and
yep, we won't be able to.
Dan's got a lot of stuff going. He's got family stuff. He's got three daughters. He's got some in-laws at the house. He has a wife. He's still got some shopping to do.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to get this done, and we'll put it up on the, well, I mean, when you're listening to it, it doesn't matter. So it'll be up there. Check out the website, mycffl.com. mycffl.com, where everything we talk about this evening will be up there. We have Fantasy Girl this week. Dan back in the guessing chair.
I cannot wait.
We have sports investing. Bunch of games going on this weekend. We have must starts and don't bothers, along with another episode of
Beat the Host.
And we're going to have a special guest. We're going to have one of the two teams that are vying for the championship in the ping pong, or not the ping pong, Jesus Christ, the podcast dynasty league. So, and it's a girl.
And she beat me last week. So.
Oh, she beat you to be in. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you'll be pulling for her?
Yes, I am. I think I will be.
So that's going on. And then, you know what? If you got questions, comments, concerns, you got to listen closely because I actually have a new email.
Yeah, I saw the emails from you.
Oh, my God. I was with Zoho.com.
Yeah, can you stick with one email?
I would like to, but they started, whenever I would send out something to the whole fantasy league,
right,
it would not send them out.
To everybody.
No, it would send it out to anybody. I had to keep sending in help tickets to the Zoho.com people, and they have a new thing going on their server or whatever it is, where anything that goes out, if I send out too many emails to groups,
right,
it blocks them all because of spam.
Okay.
So it wouldn't let me send them out, and I had to keep.
Don't say anything bad about Zoho. They might be
a sponsor someday. I won't take them.
Okay.
Zoho. Horrible. So I had to switch. So it is now cffpodcast@hotmail.com. And then you can always get Dan. He hasn't changed his yet.
Nope.
He's still
strap1971@yahoo.com.
That's it. So we're going to go over a few things before we get into the meat of the news and notes and all the other fun stuff. And the first thing has to do with the Podcast League. This is the inaugural Podcast Dynasty League playoffs.
It was a fun year, I thought.
It was.
Not for you.
It wasn't for me. I ended up, I think, with one victory. And I ended up with the first pick.
And how do they say that in that movie? You know, that baseball movie. How did you win one?
It's a miracle. somebody didn't put in a full lineup, I don't think. But anyways, so we're going to go over the way it ends up. We have Linder, which is Linda.
Yep.
She's going to be our picker on Beat the Hosts. And we have Man in Black. So that's our championship matchup. And most leagues, you know, are in their championship weekend this week. So all the information we have is very important to them.
I just want to say that I think it's kind of funny. I mean, it's typical fantasy football.
Mm-hmm.
The two best teams throughout the whole season.
I know, I didn't make it.
Well, no. I mean, the real two best teams, okay. Robot Boys and...
Robot Boys. That's who Linda beat in the semifinals.
And Erie...
Oh, no. She beat you in the semifinals.
Yeah.
She beat Robot Boys in the first round.
One against eight, I believe.
Wow. Wow.
It was a Dikembe Mutombo.
Shake your finger and get that out of here. Wow.
Yeah.
And I do have to, this is how embarrassing it is. We have a 10-team league in this podcast thing.
Right.
8 teams make the playoffs.
And you were not one.
I wasn't one of them. It's horrible. I have to figure out this whole dynasty thing, and all I can do is thank the Canadian boys for getting this crap started up. Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. So then we move on to the League of Record, the league that started this whole podcast, the Cheddarhead Fantasy Football League. We are down to the championship game in that. Wow, and it's actually you.
Yeah, can you believe it?
I didn't realize that.
Can you believe that?
The Hartford Bulldogs and the Fargo Force. This is another one where, how did he make the championship game?
Oh, see, I can't say that because I don't
want to. I know, you don't want to poke the gods in the eyes.
I can't do that.
I didn't think he was going to make it that far. He beat me in the first week.
Of course.
Because of Terrence West. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks for that little.
Yeah. So Fargo Force versus Dan, the Hartford Bulldogs, for the championship. And in the third, fourth place game, we have the Chopier Snappers and the Panama City Poison Dart Frogs. And I am not playing anymore. And then we do have the Ping Pong Ball Championship game. That's with the final 6 teams in the league playing for the most ping pong balls for the draft lottery, which will be drawn on Monday. And that's the Pulaski Colossal Kielbasas versus the Frozen Forest Lake Frozen Ice Holes. They're going.
Say that really fast.
Yes. So, and like I said, this Monday Night Football, will be drawing the ping pong balls to see who gets first pick. So if you want to join us, we're going to be at the Trysting Place Pub.
We're changing it up.
Yep. Yeah. Having some pizza and some Monday Night Football. And then with that being done, it's time to move to the league leaders in fantasy football, the top 10 at each position, as ranked by ESPN Basic Scoring. And I wish you were here for last week, because this week it's not going to be as fun. Number one at quarterback.
Ooh, I don't know. I'm Drew Brees.
Drew Brees is correct. Drew Brees at 403 points. 7 points behind him.
Ooh, Matt Ryan.
Aaron Rodgers.
Jeez.
Your NFL MVP this year.
Please.
Number three, Matt Ryan.
Do we need a side bet on that one?
Matt Ryan is 8 points out. Andrew Luck in fourth. Kirk Cousins in fifth. He might be my pick at quarterback this week.
Kirk Cousins, really?
Might be.
He had a terrible game. Thank God.
Yeah, but he's playing Chicago.
Thank God he had a terrible game last week, because I'm in the championship in 2 leagues. Because
The rest of the top 10 at quarterback, Marcus Mariota 6, Derek Carr 7, Dak Prescott 8, Matthew Stafford 9, Ben Roethlisberger 10. Where's Cam Newton, Jameis Winston? Couldn't see him in there anywhere.
Did I hear Marcus Mariota?
Yes, he was number 6.
Yeah, I don't listen.
You don't listen. You need to listen more.
I should try.
All right, running backs. Number one is 354 points.
The God, David Johnson.
David Johnson.
MVP.
354 points. Now, right behind him in second place.
I'm pushing for David Johnson to be MVP, get the award.
Yeah.
At an awards banquet.
Speaking of awards banquet, I forgot to mention this at the beginning. Thank you for reminding me. Next week, I knew there was something else we had to talk about. Next week, our annual awards banquet.
I got to get fitted for my tux again. I forgot to do that.
Get that let out a little bit, huh?
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
And, Jared, our golden voice announcer at the beginning of the show, he's sending me all the...
Was he taking his throat lozenges?
He is. He's made all the recordings for us, and that will be next week. So next week's a fun week. It's our annual year-end. Our annual awards banquet.
Yeah. I should write down a list of stuff we need, like Jack, Coke.
It's going to be like a Dean Martin concert. What the hell? So anyways, rest of the running backs. 354 points, like I said, David Johnson in first place. The guy who's probably going to win Rookie of the Year, Ezekiel Elliott, is in second, and he is 64 points behind.
And who is third?
Who do you think?
I was going to say Le'Veon Bell.
Ty Montgomery. No. Le'Veon Bell, third place. DeMarco Murray in fourth?
That's pretty impressive missing three games, don't you think?
Yes, not bad. It's and he is 12 points behind Ezekiel Elliott.
So he's
That's amazing.
Isn't that going to be amazing?
He might end up in second place.
I might have 1 and 2 for running backs.
On your team?
On my team.
Damn.
Maybe that's why I might be in first place.
But you're not in the championship.
I am in the championship.
Oh, shit. Fourth place, DeMarco Murray. Fifth place, LeSean McCoy. The rest of your top 10, Melvin Gordon, who's hurt. Devonta Freeman, LeGarrette Blount, Jordan Howard, and my guy, Latavius Murray. Takes us to receivers. Number one.
Antonio Brown.
Antonio Brown, 274 points. Right behind him, 17 points behind.
I don't have a guess.
Mike Evans.
Ooh.
Odell Beckham in third. Jordy Nelson in fourth.
Your snub Pro Bowler. I am
Pro Bowl snub. T.Y. Hilton in fifth. The rest of your top 10, Julio Jones injured. Brandon Cooks. Larry Fitzgerald, Michael Crabtree, and Demaryius Thomas. Which brings us to tight ends. The who cares?
The who cares position of the league.
And the guy who was pissed off last week because he fell out of first place is back. Greg Olsen.
Greg Olsen.
Travis Kelce dumps down to second, but only 1 point out of first.
Ooh.
Kyle Rudolph, third. Delanie Walker, fourth. Jimmy Graham, fifth. Rest of your top 10, Cameron Brate, Jordan Reed, who got kicked out of the game, Martellus Bennett.
Yeah, that hurt.
Jason Witten and Zach Ertz. That is your leaders at all the positions, which means it's time for the news and notes. Unless you have anything else you want to talk about.
No, I'm good.
News and notes. That's it. And I'm not even going to do the siren because I was putting everything together news and notes wise, and there's really not much going on.
No, there's.
So we got all kinds of fun stuff to talk about.
Yes.
First one, Adrian Peterson returned to the football field last week, and he was highly ineffective. Grand total of 6 rushes for 22 yards and
a fumble.
He lost a fumble. On the other hand, the old guy, Frank Gore, made a statement with 26 rushes for 101 yards, along with 4 receptions for 14 yards. Who would you rather have this week?
I think I'd rather have Adrian.
Really?
Yeah.
In the cold against Green Bay?
I don't want to go chasing points with Frank Gore. I just don't see that happening 2 weeks in a row. Yeah.
And speaking of Green Bay and the Packers, it looks like there will be a thunder and lightning backfield in Green Bay.
Yeah.
Eddie Lacy should be back from his ankle surgery next year to provide the thunder portion with your new running back, Ty Montgomery, there for the quick strike lightning portion. Montgomery posted a career-high 162 rush yards and 16 carries and 2 touchdowns last week.
I don't mean to pile on. Can I get on that bet, the Eddie Lacy bet?
Yeah, you want in on that?
I do want in
I'll
on
put
that.
You in on that.
Okay, good.
Okay, yeah. Eddie Lacy... The bet was, will Eddie Lacy ever play another down for the Green Bay Packers?
Yes.
Wait.
Well, no, wait, no, because I want to, because...
You want to be on the no side of that, right?
I want to be on, he won't, but I do want to put in my stipulation.
Yeah, he's going to play, just not with the Packers.
I just don't want him just, you know, 5 or 10 years from now, you know, say I want to retire as a Packer and get that 1 year, or 1 day contract.
Well, 1 day, not playing a down with him, though.
Okay,
it's got to play
good,
it out.
Good point. I'm good.
All right. Next up, the Houston Texans look to have a $70 million quarterback question for the future as they benched Brock Osweiler this past weekend and brought in...
Tom Savage.
Who the hell is Tom Savage?
I have no idea.
He led the Texans to a win over Jacksonville, and now everybody's thinking he's the new guy that's going to be the stud.
Jacksonville, isn't that a disappointment? Isn't that... Weren't you expecting some?
I believe, didn't we have Jacksonville? I should look at those picks we made at the beginning of the season. We didn't have them winning anything, did we?
I probably had them
second or third.
I'd say first or second
in their division.
Yeah.
And speaking of Jacksonville, the loss to Houston meant more than just a game as the team released their head coach, Gus Bradley.
Yeah, but he got to fly home, though, with them.
Yeah, they waited. And did you hear they said that they were going to fire him even if they won the game?
Yeah, that's kind of rubbing it in a little bit, isn't it?
And as far as we're concerned, this is from the NFL.com. The NFL announced Tuesday that fans will be able to attend the 2017 NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis for free. The NFL Combine experience will allow fans to enjoy several opportunities during March 2nd to March 5th, including watching the bench press, ability to view prospects, press conferences and interviews, and autograph sessions with NFL legends.
We may have to do a podcast down there.
Down there?
Yeah.
From the hotel?
From a hotel down there.
A select group of fans will also be permitted to watch the Combine from inside Lucas Oil Stadium. That's the part I want to do.
Oh, we're there. I'm good to go.
Well, but it's a select group. Well, so I don't know if this is like you got to put in your name and hope you get picked.
Well, I know how you got it good with the NFL, you know, after our little...
Yeah, well, that's the...
our Hall of Fame disaster.
NFL media analyst Bucky Brooks put out a list of the Coach of the Year rankings for 2016 through Week 15. This is important because during the offseason, we put part of our prop bets as who we thought was going to win Coach of the Year.
That's right.
Here are Bucky Brooks' rankings. Who do you think number one is?
I'm hoping it's my guy, Jack Del Rio.
That's both of our guys. It's actually Jason Garrett right now.
Really?
That's who he has. He has Jack Del Rio number two. Bill Belichick, number three, Andy Reid, four, and Mike Mularkey of the Titans in fifth.
So they don't...
I don't know if this is an official thing. This is just his picks.
Right, because don't they do an AFC and NFC Coach of the Year?
I don't know.
I thought they did.
It's not just NFL Coach of the Year? I hope they do AFC, NFC.
Maybe I spoke too soon.
Well, we'll see.
I just want to win.
And then here's the updated draft order for the NFL through week 15. Number one?
Well, Cleveland.
Number two?
San Francisco.
Number three?
Chicago?
Jacksonville. Number four, Chicago.
Okay.
Number five?
The team that... No. I don't know.
New York Jets.
Oh, they gave up. That's right.
Number six, the Tennessee Titans, the pick they got from the Rams. Number seven, the Cleveland Browns with their pick from the Eagles. Number eight, San Diego. Number nine, Arizona. And number 10, Cincinnati.
Did we discuss the Browns and what I think they need to do?
We're going
to
do that right now.
Oh, okay, good.
The two biggest free agent quarterbacks next season are no doubtedly going to be Tony Romo and Jay Cutler.
Easily.
Which one of the two would you want to give a second or third chance to if you needed a quarterback to run your team until the next Aaron Rodgers, who you are going to draft, is ready?
I'm easily going Jay Cutler.
I agree with you. Jay Cutler. I don't trust Tony Romo. I think he's the next injury waiting to happen. Right?
I totally agree. Totally.
And if you're Cleveland, do you stick with Robert Griffin and draft a quarterback one or seven? Or do you...
If I was Cleveland, this is what I would do.
Cut all of them guys and take Tony Romo or Jay Cutler and take a quarterback one.
I'm going Jay Cutler as my starting quarterback.
All right.
I am keeping Cody Kessler on the team as my number two quarterback.
And you're bringing in a guy.
And I'm bringing in a guy not in the first round.
A quarterback, though.
Yep.
So you wouldn't use one or seven on a quarterback?
Nope. I'd go offense line and defense of line. Unless there's a linebacker there that's rated higher. You have two bookend tackles in Joe Thomas.
Yes, who actually wants to be there, which boggles my mind.
Well, it's a Wisconsin guy.
He's loyal.
Yeah, that's his problem. What do you think of that? Do you like?
I don't mind that. I have to see who's available as far as offensive and defensive line.
Well, I mean, you agree, though, not going quarterback.
Yeah, because they're not very good with that.
Right. Well,
who did we have?
And there's standout quarterback to take.
Who were their quarterbacks? they had.
Ooh. Oh,
that they drafted. Wasn't one of them.
Brady Quinn.
Brady Quinn. Manziel.
Johnny Manziel. Brandon
Although he
Whedon.
Wasn't first round. Was he first round?
Yep.
Wow.
Brandon Whedon. Yeah, that was pretty much it, I think.
Not to mention all the other guys they brought in.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
In a little good news for you after that downer, A.J. Green is expected to play this weekend when the Bengals take on the Texans. Would you be starting him if you had him?
I'd probably let him sit one more. I guess it doesn't matter. Yeah, I'd let him sit, I think, this week.
And now for a little discussion.
Okay.
Let's talk about touchdown celebrations.
Oh, let's.
Ezekiel Elliott scored a touchdown and then jumped into the Salvation Army kettle. The NFL announced that he would not be fined, even though what he did met every point of contention
right.
as to why the NFL fines for celebrations. It wasn't spontaneous.
No, I agree with that.
I mean, Elliott talked about how he saw the kettle during warmups and was talking with teammates about who wanted to jump in it with him if he scored a touchdown. Now, you brought up something about Odell Beckham.
Yes.
Saying that if he would have done that, he would have been fined.
Odell actually brought this up, and I'm just was bringing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, Odell said that if he would have done that, he would have been fined.
And I think he would have.
I agree.
You do?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I think anybody would have. Yeah. If anybody other than Odell or Cam Newton would have been fined.
Really?
Yes.
Jordy Nelson.
Would have been fined.
You think so?
Absolutely.
I think it's, I don't, I disagree with you. I think if it would have been, I mean, I could name quite a few people, I think, that.
It could have gotten away with it?
Yeah. But I could definitely name quite
all
a few.
All protected love interests of the NFL?
I mean, all you got to do is piss off the
Jameis
NFL.
Jameis Winston.
If it was Tom Brady, he'd get fined.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. I don't think Tom Brady would be able to jump that high.
No, he couldn't.
he wouldn't be able to run that far to the kettle. Now, I cannot stand Odell Beckham, but I do have to agree with him. I think he would have been fined.
Yeah. And this is my point, though. My point, and I'm going to probably get on another tangent that I don't want to start, but, I mean, Ezekiel Elliott, I mean, he's a potential, is that the right word? Girlfriend abuser?
Alleged.
Alleged, that's...
Okay. That's the word you're looking for?
That was it.
A accused.
Yes.
Yes. Are they still researching this in the NFL, or have they given up on that?
That's what I don't get.
And we know that he walks into marijuana shops when they're in Colorado.
And that they have.
Just to look around.
Just to look around.
I wanted to see what that looked like.
Yeah,
I'm in here. I'm Ezekiel Elliott.
I've never touched him.
That was Laramie Tunsil who had the gas mask on. Wasn't me. We just look alike.
I just think the NFL is just, they're just not consistent with anything they.
No, and that's what pisses me off. And I think that's why the NFL has so many problems with guys doing things that would normally get them in trouble.
Right.
There's no punishment. This is the problem with society in general. Here comes my society in general comment.
Get on the soapbox. Here we go.
If you start punishing people for doing things wrong,
right,
they'll stop doing it. The reason people continue to do things illegally, break the law, do this, do that, is because there's never any punishment.
And especially more so for professional athletes, right? I mean,
yeah.
I mean,
oh, yeah.
They've been babied all their life.
I mean, what happens every time you hear about a sports star getting pulled over by the cops? What's the first thing out of their mouth? I'm so-and-so, and I play for this team.
Yeah, do you know who I am?
Do you know who I am? Would you like a jersey autographed? Can we do something about this?
Yeah. What can
and what happens? It usually works.
Yeah, well, more so than that, I'm sure.
Unless you're just asleep at your wheel. In Arizona. And speaking of fines, then we have Ben McAdoo, white coach, New York Giants. He got fined after using a walkie-talkie. A walkie-talkie which is allowed to be on the sidelines in the hands of the backup quarterback. so that they can listen to the comments going on from the coach to the quarterback and it's in the game.
Oh, okay, I didn't hear
as
that.
As long
part.
As they don't use it to talk.
Okay.
So they can have a walkie-talkie. The reason Ben McAdoo was using the walkie-talkie was for the because the communication system that is loud,
right.
went down for five plays. So they were using the walkie-talkie to talk to the quarterback.
Right. Illegally.
And illegally because, do you know why?
Well, it's not, I mean, because the walkie-talkies can't be shut off.
Right. With 15 seconds left.
Right.
So they didn't know, they don't know if he was using that after that time.
And isn't the funny thing, too, and maybe you have this in your little notes, the reason why they got caught?
Well, because he was standing there, like, talking
to him. Yeah, yes, but it didn't help that Eli was interviewed.
And he, said,
and he brought up the fact that McAdoo was talking to him on the walkie-talkies. And then they said, do you realize that that's, oh, I maybe it wasn't that. Or he kind of.
Yeah, he didn't lie very well.
No, he's not a very good liar.
So anyways, bottom line, the Giants were fined $150,000. McAdoo personally was fined $50,000. And the Giants' fourth round pick in the draft coming up was moved to the end of the round.
Ooh.
So now, is this just the NFL becoming a joke with all the rules it has that, you know, not even enforcing? Does this make them look foolish?
I think it does. Didn't this year the last year the Falcons get?
They lost a draft pick for playing loud.
Do you remember
music.
What? Yeah. Do you remember
which one it was?
Yeah.
I don't.
And Brady,
and they got fined.
And they got fined. And then Brady, obviously the Patriots lost a first and a.
First and a fourth, wasn't it?
A fourth this year now, right?
Yeah, maybe.
Because they lost the first.
For the Deflategate.
And isn't there one other
team? Didn't they lose another one when they were caught with the videotaping?
Yeah, maybe they were.
Yeah.
I just, where do you, I mean, there's no rhyme or reason to me.
No, and like I said, if there's going to be rules, you got to enforce them.
Right.
For everybody.
Yep. Well, and Deflate.
You know, even if, yeah, so it was a nice thing. Ezekiel Elliott jumped in the little kettle and it increased donations to Salvation Army. So what? It's illegal.
Yep.
Terrell Owens got fined how many times for doing his stuff with the touchdowns?
Cam Newton got hit in the head again this week.
Yeah, he was a running back.
No, he wasn't.
He was running.
But he still got hit in the head.
Yeah, they all running backs get hit in the head when they're running.
Not when he was sliding, though.
Well, he was sliding. Did you see the video?
Yes, I did.
The guy was also diving at the same time, and even the guys that are in love with Cam Newton on the Talking Head shows was saying that he slid late, and this is the problem that they have with that Cam Newton has, is that he's a hard guy to ref. He's a hard guy to officiate against.
Why?
Because he's so big. It's the same thing with the same thing they said about Shaquille O'Neal and LeBron James.
But that shouldn't matter.
It shouldn't matter, but it's a fact. The guy, he slid late. The other guy was diving at him as he was sliding. So he wasn't going to be able to stop in midair, and their helmets touched. He was acting as a running back. Cam Newton, like a little douche, got up and threw the ball at the guy.
See,
tossed the ball at the guy.
Okay, thank you.
Like, he should have just handed it to him nicely like he does with the kids in the stands. Then he wouldn't have been penalized or fined, apparently.
All right, yeah.
Right?
Sure, let's move on.
Next one. Speaking of douches. Which guy is the bigger bitch, Richard Sherman or Cam Newton?
Oh, if Richard Sherman.
Sherman ran his mouth again. This time had a reporter telling him he didn't know what he was talking about and that he would have his credentials taken away.
Right.
And then he came back and apologized.
Yeah, and he backtracked a little bit.
Yes.
That's the first time he's backtracked because the other thing he's been bitching about, did you hear?
About the 1 yard.
Yeah.
Where the whole thing that he got in argument
that's why
with
he got,
the reporter.
Right. But do you realize he hasn't backed off that comment that he should be allowed to talk to Pete Carroll about how,
dude,
or Daryl Bevel on how they should coach. I mean,
get a haircut first.
Would he want Russell Wilson going up to
the defensive coordinator
and say, dude, you got to get Richard Sherman.
Can you imagine anybody talking to Bill Belichick like this?
Oh, God.
Which is coming up a
little
bit.
Which is coming up.
So in my eyes,
okay,
I think it's Cam Newton because he provides these douchebaggery antics all the time. Every single week of the year.
So what is Richard Sherman, though?
Just recently.
Well, oh my God.
They're both, I can't stand either one of them, but Cam Newton, did you see the hat he was wearing again this week?
I can't defend him on that.
Okay,
I'll give you that.
There.
I can't defend him. I mean,
and he had little capri pants on,
with
no socks.
You know, it's like when we're with our wives and they say,
"You can't pull that.
You
off.
Can't pull that off."
When we're at the
at
the clothing store. All right, next. Okay. Speaking of Bill Belichick, should his motives be questioned when it comes to him signing all these players of questionable moral character? After they're cut by other teams.
Who did they sign?
That would be Michael Floyd.
Oh, okay. Did you watch the video?
I tried to find a video. I couldn't find it. So I'll still have to find that.
Yeah.
So is this just Belichick just rubbing everybody's noses in the fact that, you know, saying, I'll show you, I'll win with this guy.
Right.
And I'll win another championship. I mean, he did it with Blunt.
Yeah.
After he released them and went to Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh
released him after the marijuana thing with Bell.
Yep.
He said, okay, come on back here.
Well, and let's not forget, there's
Randy Moss,
Corey Dillon,
yeah. And didn't he, I tried to find something where it showed all the other guys that he signed. I mean, do you think he knew anything about Aaron Hernandez?
Well,
they drafted him?
From what you said, Aaron Hernandez had some issues
in Florida. Like Tim Tebow was trying to calm him down.
Dude, easy.
Put the gun away.
Yeah. Do I think Bill Belichick with the Aaron Hernandez thing?
Give him a pass on.
Yeah, I can't say that, but yeah, he does go after some very questionable people.
Mm-hmm.
Does he rehabilitate them all? I don't think so.
But I've been saying this all. I'm amazed at what he did with LeGarrette Blount.
Yeah, but then when they cut him, what did Blount go right back down and do?
Right, but then I'm talking about when he came back the second time, or when he came back after he was cut by Pittsburgh.
Right.
I'm amazed. I didn't think Blount was going to do anything. I thought he was done.
Well, and I would like to say, though, I mean, we'll see what happens with Deion Lewis. I don't think Blount is going to be the featured back as much as...
And you think he's going to get...
I don't,
kind of
do
turn into Kristen Michael?
No, I don't think quite that much. I mean, he's going to get the goal line touchdowns. I just don't think he's going to be that featured back that they... I mean, I if Lewis is healthy, I think they're going Deion Lewis from here.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, Lewis had a pretty big game this past week.
That's true. Finally!
Okay.
Time to talk a little fantasy dynasty draft for 2017. Looks like both Leonard Fournette and Christian McCaffrey have decided to chicken out of their commitments to their team.
So I guess I know where you're leaning on this one.
And not participate in their prospective bowl games this year in order to get ready for the NFL draft. Do these moves by these two guys change your thoughts on drafting them if you were an NFL team owner?
No.
They don't?
No.
They don't show you any signs of being, I'm not a team player.
If you don't think that...
I'll be a team player all season long until there comes a chance that, hey, I'm going to make it into the big time, and then it's all about me, and I'm going to take care of me.
I don't see anything wrong with what they did.
What if all the other guys did that?
All the other guys?
All the linemen, all the defensive guys that are going to...
Well,
I could kind of see Leonard Fournette. He's going to be a top 10.
Oh, probably, yeah.
Christian McCaffrey, the best ranking I've seen of him is end of the first round.
Yeah, probably middle second. I think they should be allowed to do it.
Well, obviously they're allowed to do it.
Obviously. But, I mean, both guys this past season have had injuries.
Yes.
So.
What, are they going to get injured again?
Frank Gore.
Yes, Willis McGahee. The guy from Notre Dame last year.
And look how he got screwed. I mean, he didn't get drafted as high as...
they got to have insurance policies, though, right?
They do, but I think there's stipulations on those insurance policies.
Yeah, depending on where they end up, depending on how you write the insurance policy.
Right. And then
I just think it's kind of a kick in the nuts to the rest of the guys on your team.
Yeah, I can see that. I wanted to say,
if I'm a team owner, I kind of look at
it
as
it's not a team. Oh,
if I'm an NFL owner,
okay,
I'm like, do I want a guy that's, you know, has a chance to do something with the team, made a commitment to a team, and in the first chance he has that he looks like he's going to make some money,
right?
He's going to bug out on his team.
So basically, let me just give you this analogy. If you have Dalvin Cook?
Dalvin Cook, yeah, the dogfighter.
Or Leonard Fournette?
Leonard Fournette, yes.
Who are you taking?
Right now, it would probably be Dalvin Cook.
Just because that Dalvin played?
For me, yes.
Okay.
And it sucks because, as you know, I've been saying this for a while, I have the first pick in our Dynasty League. And Leonard Fournette was going to be my guy. He may not be my guy.
Just because of this?
Just because of this.
Wow. Really? I just don't see what...
No, it kind of pisses me off. Really pisses me off. Like, they talk so big during the season.
Right.
And when they have time to do something, I don't feel like it.
Well, but he
I'm going to go lift some weights.
2 weeks ago, he was injured, right? I mean...
Yeah, he's been playing for the last few weeks.
But why would he want to waste risk the chance.
He made a commitment to a team. He took money from a school.
Okay, so
and signed a letter of intent and a scholarship that said he would play football for that school.
Okay, so didn't I can't think of the guy's name. The coach from Houston, didn't he?
Coaches are different.
Why?
Because coaches aren't getting something for free. They didn't.
You don't think they're getting anything?
Plus, coaches, if I'm correct, aren't they still coaching? Like, the guys who...
The dude from Houston isn't.
Well, no, but that's because Houston said, we don't want you here.
Well, yeah, but...
That wasn't him saying, hey, I'm going to take this other job.
What's his name? Oh, he got fired, though. The Badger guy.
The one that went to Oregon State?
Yeah, no.
Oh, Brett Bielema?
Brett Bielema.
No, he just took it and they told him to leave.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's where, I mean, Barry Alvarez coached those two.
Yeah. With him and then the guy that went to Oregon State.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little different.
But the guy that went to Oregon State, he said, I'm taking the Oregon State job. And
left.
The Badgers said, yeah, you're not coaching.
Well, okay. But that was his employer saying, okay, you're out of here. It's kind of like if you take a job somewhere else. And if it's a competitor, your current employer is going to walk you out.
Well, yeah.
This isn't you saying, yeah, I'm not really taking a job anywhere. I'm just not going to play because I might hurt my finger lifting that gas canister. And I don't want to wreck any future possibilities I have if I get a job somewhere else.
So let me ask you this. If Stanford was... playing for a national, or if either one of these,
he would be there.
Both of those guys would be there.
Absolutely, don't you think?
I totally do. I guess I'm leading this to is, I think the NCAA is, they got too many of these stupid bowl games.
Well, yeah, but there's that many teams, and there are obviously that many people that want to see them. They wouldn't be doing these bowl games if they weren't making money.
Yeah, but the schools aren't always making any money on it.
They're guaranteed money in these things.
No, because schools have to buy X number of
tickets.
Seats.
Yeah.
And they don't always
sell
those X number of seats.
Well, yeah, but do you want to go see a game in Boise?
Well, that's my point. why does
it's cold and we're playing on a blue field?
Why does Christian, right?
Christian McCaffrey?
Yeah, why does he want to play in a game that...
In El Paso, Texas?
Well, that no one's going to see.
Everybody will see it. All his fans, the fans that have been backing him all season, have been cheering for him all year long.
Well, they haven't been able to cheer for him.
They all were year. All last year.
Okay, last year, but this year.
This year, when he was playing, he was hurt. For a few games.
Quite a few.
Yeah.
This
is going to be another one of those agree to disagree, isn't it?
I think it might be, because this argument could go on and on for a while. I just feel like the guy wants to make money. He doesn't want to be Frank Gore or Wilson McGahee or South Carolina guy.
Todd Gurley.
No.
No. He's not even in the NFL anymore, is
right.
he?
Right. But was supposed to be such a stud back.
Yeah, but even Todd Gurley.
Yeah.
What was his name? I don't remember.
He was drafted by San Francisco, right?
Yeah. He was a Shopier snapper. When he got drafted.
Well, Wayne drafts all the
rookie running backs. All right. Well, that's it for news for me. Do you have anything else?
Actually, you didn't answer the Bill Belichick.
Oh, well, what do I think?
Yeah.
I think he's just being Bill Belichick, and he thinks I can do whatever I want. Well, he can do whatever he wants, I mean, as long as it's legal. And he's just going to do what he wants and screw what you think. I'm doing what's best for my team, and if I think I can get, what is it, 2 games plus 4 playoff games? If I can get if I can get 5 or 6 games out right. of Michael Floyd, Floyd
Ooh,
and then cut him at the end of the year, done. I'll take that chance.
But, okay.
Just win, baby.
Just like the Christian McCaffrey and Leonard Fournette.
Mm-hmm.
Does it make it right, though? That's my question to you.
Does it make it right? Everybody has a different little moral compass, I guess.
Okay, so you're saying Christian McCaffrey and Leonard Fournette.
What they're doing is different than what Bill Belichick did with Michael Floyd. Michael Floyd was a free agent. He was cut by his team. Every other team had a chance to pick him up before them.
Right. No one else did.
No one wanted him.
Right.
Bill Belichick took a chance. Ted Thompson never takes chances, unless it's Christian Michael.
But or
Niall Davis.
Well, what about like Jerry Jones picking up
Greg Hardy?
Greg Hardy. I mean,
yeah, but everybody ripped on that same way they're ripping on Bill Belichick picking up Michael Floyd.
I don't think anybody's ripping. I don't think anybody's ripping on Bill Belichick for. I am.
Oh, I am too. I don't think it's a great thing. I'm just saying Bill Belichick is thinking.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't give a shit.
No.
He doesn't care about what anybody.
He hopes it works out in his favor.
Oh, yeah.
Goes,
and it probably will.
Man, look, and I tore my sleeves off my sweatshirt again. how is he not fined for that? If tangent. If Bruce Arians can't wear a Kangol hat on the sidelines because it's not a Nike product,
okay,
because we have uniform regulations, if right. Ezekiel Elliott can't fold up his jersey to show his little overweight belly, oh. If all socks have to
I
pull up a certain...
I wish my belly looked overweight like his.
I'm just saying, if all these things are finable offenses, if you can't wear a certain kind of shoe that you want to wear, how does he get away with destroying the uniform, just so it doesn't have sleeves for him. You know,
you go on that tangent. That one went too far for
That's
me.
It for the news, everybody. It's time to talk to our next contestant in Beat the Host. You ready? And on the phone with us this weekend to play Beat the Host, we have a very special guest. It is actually one of the two contestants, or I should say one of the two fantasy franchise owners in this year's Podcast Dynasty Fan League, and it's a girl.
And I dare to poke the gods in the eyes and say it is our champion.
You think she's going to win, huh?
I think she is. I love her team.
Everybody, we have Linda. Linda's on with us this weekend. How are you doing?
I'm doing amazing.
Now, you are supposed to be, like, making it for all the women this year, right?
I am.
We have had one woman winner.
We've had not in fantasy football.
In this? Oh, for the fantasy football
league. Beat the Host, we've had a woman winner, but you know that's
Not very hard.
lightning strikes everyone.
Not in our dynasty league. I took out Robot Boys, who was 11-3.
Yeah, he's pretty good, and you took him down.
And you took me down pretty hard, too. You beat me by like 20, I think.
Yep, I did.
So, you know how this works. I mean,
I do.
It's kind of like fantasy football, but not really. This is all part of our Must Starts and Don't Bothers segment, and what we're going to do is we're going to give you a chance to pick your team and go up against Dan and myself, and if you win...
Or Dan.
And if you win, you'll get your very own engraved pint glass and autographed picture of us.
Ooh.
I know. Awesome. All the girls say that. And, but that's what you're playing for.
I will drink out of it every single week and toast to you guys.
I was more concerned about the picture. So we're going to give you the first pick, and what you're going to do is you're going to select your position that you want to pick from. You'll pick your player, and Dan and I will pick our players from that same position. When we're done with that, we'll go through a couple extra must-starts and don't-bothers from that position, and we'll move around the table that way. 6 points for every touchdown, 1 point for every 10 yards, and minus one for every turnover.
Okay.
You got it?
I got it.
All right. That means you get the first pick, and all you need to do is tell me which position you want to go with.
I'm going to go with running back.
You're going running back.
Yeah.
Okay, let me get to my little running back page here so I make sure you don't steal my guy. All right, go for it. Your pick is?
Le'Veon Bell.
Le'Veon Bell.
For the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Le'Veon Bell from the Pittsburgh Steelers.
And they're playing?
They're playing the Baltimore Ravens.
Ooh.
They are. And that I know that matchup. It's a very tough one, but Le'Veon Bell never disappoints.
Okay.
So,
I totally agree with you on that one.
Le'Veon Bell it is. Dan, you can have a second pick.
Actually, I'm feeling pretty confident that my guy is going to be there.
So oh, you I'll do?
Yep.
All right. I am going... A little bit off the board, because let's face it, it's going to be cold on Saturday. And the Vikings have become soft because of the dome that they have played in for most of their history in the NFL.
You're going Ty Montgomery?
Ty Montgomery is an unknown force.
What?
Dave, can you just do me a favor? Can you just send the glass and picture over to Linda right away?
Unknown force in the NFL running back, and he should light it up against the Vikings team. That no longer has anything else to play for this year.
Oh, my. Are you chasing points again, Dave?
Ty Montgomery. I look at it this way. I'm going to get receiving points. I'm going to get running points. Oh, my gosh. He's got the best quarterback in the NFL. Handing him the ball, throwing him the ball. It's a no-brainer.
Hey, I...
All right.
Well, my guy is still there. And I'm going with a different... theory this year or this week. So
why? Because I opened my mouth last
week. Yep, because you said that I take all the obvious ones, so I'm going to go off the board a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So Linda, you really are going to win this week. I'm going Robert Kelly taking on Chicago.
Kelly from the Washington Redskins.
Okay.
I do not have him as must start, but I do have LeGarrette Blount. This has become his best fantasy season of his career. And this game against the Jets makes him a must-start for you, even though Belichick has been extremely unpredictable when it comes to his backfield on offense. As you will see in Don't Bothers, I'm going to explain that.
All right.
But Blount becomes a must-start for me over the other two guys in New England simply because of his goal line presence. Like I said, I also like Ty Montgomery.
Amazing.
And actually, this is going to be a surprise for everyone.
Okay.
I like Todd Gurley this week.
No way.
Against San Francisco. Really? Yep. If you've lasted this long with Gurley on your fantasy team, I'm willing to bet you are probably not even in the playoffs anymore.
Oh, I'm sure not.
He has been tragic.
I just traded him.
He's been a tragic disappointment this year, and he will be a huge disappointment again for you next year. Just remember that. However, if by some chance you are still in the running for your league's championship, this is the moment you've been waiting for all year with Gurley. The Niners have allowed over 29 points to running backs in four of the last five games, as well as 12 touchdowns. As far as don't bothers for running backs, Deion Lewis against the Jets. I'm not saying you should be sitting Deion Lewis this week because he has a bad matchup or he is playing well after returning from the injury. I am considering him a don't bother because you cannot count on Belichick's running back rotation. When the Patriots played the Jets in their first game this season, the three backs split time equally. And at this time, when most leagues are having their championship week, it is very difficult to put all your eggs into a basket that you are not even sure if it has a huge hole in the bottom or not. Keep Deion Lewis on the bench. Mm. Another don't bother, Adrian Peterson against Green Bay. Don't be fooled by the name when putting together your lineup this weekend. He made his return last week and should have had a huge game, and he ended up bombing out with six carries for 22 yards and a fumble. He's averaging 1.3 yards per carry in three games this season and is going up against the 12th-ranked rush defense in Green Bay. Next guy, keep on your bench. Want to guess? Matt Forte.
Ty Montgomery?
Matt Forte against New England.
Well, let's go with your obvious thing there. Isn't Matt Forte an obvious?
No.
Isn't he injured a little bit?
He's a little injured, but he's still going to play.
Oh, I think you're going.
I liked him in Chicago, and he did very well for me. But well,
he's not in Chicago anymore.
No, I know. Ever since he went to the Jets, he's been no good.
Another guy to keep on your bench, Devontae Booker against Kansas City.
Another obvious. I mean,
what do you mean obvious?
He's losing time to Justin Forsett.
And that's why I'm saying to keep him on your bench. All these guys named Justin, they know how to run. His snaps have declined for the last few weeks, and even though this isn't a bad matchup this week, you are again talking about a championship in your fantasy league, you cannot take a chance with Devontae Booker on your bench. So, Dan, you get the next pick.
All right.
What are you doing?
I'm going quarterback.
Oh, boy. Quarterback for Dan.
I am going to go. I'm going Derek Carr.
Derek Carr.
Wow.
Taking on Indy.
Mr. Injured Finger that can't take a snap under center.
She'll be fine.
Okay. All right. Settle down, Linda. You can have the next pick.
it's my turn now.
Wait, were you at the Mexican restaurant with Justin?
I was.
How many tequilas, how many margaritas did you have?
So they're called Corneritas. It's a margarita with a mini beer.
Oh, Lord.
Inside of it.
Wow.
So she's picking drunk. We should win.
Well, I made my picks actually at the Mexican restaurant on a piece of paper.
Oh, all right. Great. Your pick at quarterback.
Well, I'm a little indecisive. I definitely want to go for Tom Brady. I'm torn between him and Dak because Dak is money. And
oh, that's right. Yeah, I forgot. You're a big Cowboy fan.
I am a Cowboy fan.
Wow. Lord, yeah. Help us.
Finally, this year they're good. But I have to go. I'm going to go with Tom Brady.
Tom Brady,
really, yeah,
of the Fighting Patriots.
Yeah.
All right, my pick this week, and he's my number one guy, and he's still on the board.
Aaron Rodgers.
Nope.
Drew Brees.
Nope.
Matt Ryan.
Nope.
Carson Palmer.
Kirk Cousins against the Chicago Bears. He is my start of the week. Cousins has 9 games this season with over 20 fantasy points, including 2 games with at least 33 points.
Okay.
His worst performance in his last 8 games was 18 points. This week he plays the lackluster Bears, who don't even know what they're doing anymore.
Oh, that's true.
Well, they almost beat the Packers.
Almost only counts
in horseshoes and
grenades
and atomic bombs.
I know, and then Aaron Rodgers throws that fucking bomb like he does every week.
The what kind of bomb? I'm sorry. What bomb?
Sorry.
It's a family program. I don't know. I have to find the little beep thing. Yeah, you know.
Obviously, you haven't been listening to the show lately.
other must starts for me: Big Ben Roethlisberger against Baltimore. The Ravens are giving up 24 plus points to 3 of the last 4 quarterbacks they've faced, and it cost me in the playoffs this year.
Well, I feel bad for you.
Add to that the fact that Roethlisberger is just a better player when at home. He is a must-start this week. I also like Philip Rivers against Cleveland. Normally, I wouldn't suggest starting a guy who has committed 13 turnovers in his last five games. However, we are talking about a guy who is going up against the lowly Cleveland Browns this week. I foresee multiple touchdown passes from Rivers against the 30th-ranked defense for pass yards allowed. Don't bothers. You ready for this?
I cannot wait.
First one, Dak Prescott versus Detroit.
Oh, ouch.
Not that you should just ignore him this week. Prescott is just one of those guys who is up and down each week. His scoring average has ranked him in 8th, 23rd, 26th, and 6th in the last 4 weeks. But those stats are somewhat misleading, as two of those top 10 scores included rushing touchdowns by Dak Prescott, and you can't count on that. This week he goes against a tough Detroit defense with the Cowboys not having a whole lot to play for. Bench him. Bring in Tony Romo. Romo.
I can't believe you just said that.
Next guy on the bench,
really?
Andy Dalton versus Houston. Even though A.J. Green is expected to be back this week, you cannot guarantee how effective he will be on the field. Houston is the number 4 team in the NFL for pass yards allowed. And finally, my last don't bother for this week, the guy with the attitude, Cam Newton against Atlanta.
Cam Newton can fuck it.
It has been obvious the last couple weeks that Cam Newton is not playing at 100%, at least obvious to me. His shoulder does not look good. He is throwing the ball like an arrogant black version of Philip Rivers. Horribly.
Oh, come on.
Yes, the Falcons are giving up a lot of points to quarterbacks this year, but Newton has lost it, and he is not a good quarterback at this point.
I am
right.
Who?
You are right.
Okay, see, thank you.
Because you know how I don't listen to the show very much. Who did you take again, that quarterback?
I took Kirk Cousins.
Okay, I'm going to go rainbow bet with you right now.
And that will be what?
I think Dak or Cam is going to have
a better game than Kirk Cousins?
Yep.
Dak or Cam? Hang on, Linda. We got a little bet going here.
Linda, you should jump in on this with your love of Dak. I think you should get on.
I'm not going to do that. Not against the Lions this week.
See? And she's in love with the guy. I will take that bet.
A wise guy once told me you should never pick your team based on the team that you love because you'll end up losing.
Pick with your head, not your heart.
Okay, so I get Dak or Cam over Kirk.
You can have them both.
Okay. And then my other rainbow bet.
Write that down for me.
I will. And my other rainbow
here
bet.
Here we go, yes.
I am taking Deion Lewis against Blunt.
You're taking Deion Lewis against Blunt.
Yep. You said Lewis is a don't bother, and you said Blunt is a must start.
But you didn't. You obviously were not listening.
I don't listen to the show.
And it's not that he's a don't bother. It's not like you shouldn't keep. I said you shouldn't expect too much out of him.
All right.
Because they're splitting carries equally. And LeGarrette Blunt's more of a must start than Deion Lewis because he gets the goal line carries.
All right, so we won't do that rainbow.
Bro. Right, because you'd lose another one.
Okay.
All right, which takes us to me, and I like me a little me, and I get the next pick. And I'm going to go wide receiver.
Oh.
And I am going to go with the man. Going Jordy Nelson against Minnesota.
Jordy's going to have a huge game since he got snubbed for the Pro Bowl.
I know,
right?
He's angry.
Very angry.
He's an angry white boy. Jordy Nelson versus Minnesota. Linda, your pick.
I am a little undecided here.
Uh-oh.
Of course, once again.
Dez Bryant is available.
I'm not picking Dez. I have two people written down. Mike Evans is one, and Antonio Brown is my other guy.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I...
You need another cornerita?
No, I need a nap. I think I'm going to go Mike Evans.
Mike Evans of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah.
Mike Evans. Yeah, that's what he is. Mike Evans. I didn't have him on my list at all.
Shuck.
All right, Dan, your pick.
I'm going Golden Tate. taking on the, that
he's
awful.
He's hot.
Taking on that awful Cowboy defense.
He scored about 20 points last week. So
he didn't hear you.
I heard what
he
said.
Must starts. Other must starts at wide receiver for me: Tyler Lockett versus Arizona. Lockett has finally looked like the guy we were seeing last season. 7 catches for 130 yards and a touchdown last week. He has been trending up after battling injuries much of the season, and he's becoming one of Russell Wilson's go-to targets. Julian Edelman versus the Jets, he would have been my second pick. Edelman has seen the most targets for the Patriots over the last 4 weeks of the season. Edelman is a must-start against a Jets team that has just given up. I also like Dontrell Inman against Cleveland. I like pretty much anybody against Cleveland. And like I said, Jordy Nelson against Minnesota. As far as don't bothers, Terrell Pryor against San Diego. Since Robert Griffin returned to the starting quarterback role in Cleveland, Pryor has only seen 11 targets with 5 catches and 22 yards in 2 games. Granted, some of that probably has to do with his finger injury, which is going to need surgery when the season is over. Again, like with Deion Lewis, you are in the championship. Why take a chance with a guy who is not showing up in the last few weeks? Jeremy Maclin against Denver. Despite looking a good stat line from last week, there's no way I put him on my lineup this week when they go up against one of the better pass defenses in the NFL. The Broncos are giving up less than 6 touchdowns and less than 13 points to wide receivers this year. Also, keep on your bench 2 other guys that normally you would start: DeAndre Hopkins against Cincinnati and Larry Fitzgerald against Seattle. Which brings us to all that's left, which is tight ends. And Linda, you get the first pick.
All right. Well, my guy, Tyler Eifert, has done me well all season.
Really?
And he has. And I even got a trade from him in your league from somebody.
Really? In the podcast league?
Yeah. Wow. And I said, denied.
Denied? Get me a cornerita.
I was like, denied. No, but...
I just want to have say that was me that she denied.
Was it?
Yeah. This is not a good show right now.
Okay. All right, so your pick will be then who?
I'm not gonna pick him, and I'm actually gonna go Cameron Brate.
Oh, be nice,
Dave.
That
was my guy. Wow. Cameron Brate. Speaking of porous defenses, welcome to New Orleans.
Yes.
The Ivy League studded tight end for Tampa has become a weekly must-start for all fantasy owners. I think this game is going to be an offensive showdown, and if it is, you have to have Brate in your lineup, and now yeah. Linda does. Well, Dan, I'm going to give you the next pick, even though I only have one other guy I really like.
All right, and I know I'm not going to take your guy, so I'm going to go Kyle Rudolph.
That was my guy. Dick. Damn it. Kyle Rudolph has become the guy with the most targets in Minnesota. He has scored over 9 fantasy points in 2 straight games for the Vikings. This week he goes up against an improving yet still porous defense in Green Bay. See right there, my 2 guys, Kyle Rudolph, Cameron Brate.
I feel like I want to drop the mic, but my mic's hooked up to something.
Well, which leaves me with only one other choice to go.
Who, Greg Olsen?
Great, stop.
He won't go obvious.
I won't go Greg Olsen because he doesn't have a quarterback.
He does, too.
So it's down to Hunter Henry or Zach Ertz.
I know, I'm like,
She's not impressed with it either.
All right, I'm doing it. Going with my number 3 guy, Hunter Henry versus Cleveland. He disappeared for a couple weeks while Gates was having his rejuvenating performances of years gone by. Well, those have vanished, and now Henry has become the man once again in San Diego. Add to Cleveland Browns, who have been giving up the most points to tight ends all fantasy football year, and you have another must-start in Hunter Henry. I also like Jared Cook against Minnesota, and I like Zach Ertz against the Giants. As far as don't bothers, Kobe Fleener against Tampa. Tampa Bay's defense has only given up 3 touchdowns all season to tight ends. Also, keep on your bench Dennis Pitta against Pittsburgh. The last time these two teams met, Pitta scored a measly 1.6 fantasy points. And finally, Jimmy Graham against Arizona. Bench. Wow.
That's your man.
That's it. So that's it for this week, Linda. I'm going to go over your team one more time. So, yeah. You know, and who plays Thursday night? Because this won't be up until Thursday, but we are recording on Wednesday night, just so you know. So just in case anybody picked a Thursday night team.
Thursday's Giants, Philadelphia.
Oh, there you go.
So we're good.
So Linda's team is Tom Brady, Le'Veon Bell, Mike Evans, and Cameron Brate. Dan is going with Derek Carr, Rob Kelly, Golden Tate, and my guy Kyle Rudolph. My team, which is going to win, Kirk Cousins, Ty Montgomery, Jordy Nelson, and Hunter Henry. That's
best
it, Linda.
Luck to you guys.
Yeah, you too. And good luck in the championship game against Man in Black. I believe that's Jesse, right?
Jesse Taylor.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know who I'm pulling for. I am Switzerland.
Oh,
I just want to see a good game.
No, I'm not. I'm pulling for
you
Linda.
Want Linda?
Yeah.
Oh,
shit. All right, well, that's it. We're wishing you good luck, and if you do win, we'll send out a pint glass for another cornerita and your very own picture.
We might have to give her an 8x10 just so she...
No, then Justin will be all angry because he only got a 5x7.
Oh, that's right.
Okay. Oh, man. Merry Christmas, you guys.
You
Merry,
too.
Merry Christmas.
From the East Coast, all the way from Baltimore.
All right, well, Merry Christmas to you, too, and I hope you have a good New Year. Don't drink too much. I know how you women are. You get all frisky. And then, exactly. So we'll talk to you again, and like I said, good luck in the championship game this weekend.
All right.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ace Rothstein was a hell of a handicapper. I can tell you that.
Clark, they don't play the same games here as they do at them regular casinos.
All right, I'm glad we're in the casino now.
Yeah, why is that?
Well, because I should bet on my team.
Really?
Beat the host. I think I'm going to win. Ty Montgomery, that was a steal. That was,
dude,
that was a move of the of history.
What do you think Ty Montgomery is going to do this week? I mean, I'll take that.
100 yards rushing.
Okay.
One touchdown.
Okay.
And four catches.
Four.
40.
I'll take that bet.
I don't know if I want to make that bet. I am in the casino, but I have other bets I got to wager on.
Okay.
And it's
all
like
right.
$70 worth, so. Where do you want to start? You want to start college? Did you have fun with that?
She was awesome.
Yeah.
We got to have more
girls
on the show. and actually, the last two girls that have been on the show both have been under the influence. So do we need
we need to tell everybody to take a couple shots before they
yeah,
go on?
Yeah, maybe that's it.
So this is it. This is time for sports investing.
Yes.
This is our foray into the gambling fun of football.
If foray means foray. We know.
That means we know. It doesn't mean. It just means we're going in.
Oh, okay.
We're going in and we're putting some money down. Expertise would be the word I think you're looking for, and that's not what we
have.
That's
definitely not me.
Last week was, I think you had one win.
Out of, yeah. That was pretty
but you didn't have a lot of money down, so that's okay.
Let's go with that theory.
So, again, all these wagers will be up on mycffl.com. We'll come over and see how we're doing so far this year. The running totals at the top of the page, and all our bets are below that. You want to start college or you want to start pro?
Let's start college right away.
College. I didn't even write anything down. I just made some picks.
Yep, I don't even have.
I have five.
I have five also.
Colorado State minus 13.5 versus Idaho. I'm going Colorado State.
Okay, I have... I'll stay in the same state as you. I'm taking Colorado minus the 3. Oh. I actually didn't write down who they're
against
playing.
Oklahoma State?
Oklahoma State.
I took Oklahoma State plus the 3 against Colorado. I don't think Colorado... These Pac-12. This is one thing I do know.
Because
I'm a Pac-12 fan.
I know you are.
Oregon Ducks. Pac-12,
Oregon
not
Ducks.
not as strong as you would think.
Okay.
And I think Oklahoma State's going to run all over them.
Okay.
Now, obviously, Vegas doesn't think that.
As you say. So you took...
Oklahoma State plus the three.
Okay, so now another game I don't know a lot about. Just know I got burned in the past with them. I'm taking Pittsburgh minus the 5.5.
Against... I don't know who that is.
I didn't write that part.
I have Mississippi State minus 14 against Miami of Ohio. Big Ben's team.
All right, so now that you brought up Miami, I'm going to go with the U.
You're taking the Hurricanes.
I'm taking the U minus the 3.
All right.
And against, I didn't write that one.
You didn't write that down, you know. It's very intelligent or interesting for our listeners. I went with the Army-North Texas game. The Mean Green of North Texas.
Now, isn't Army the team that
just defeated?
Cheated?
They didn't cheat.
Well, aren't they?
Somebody from Wake Forest gave them a playbook.
Isn't that cheating?
Cheating. Well, it's not cheating. Did they take it or did they use it?
Well, we don't know. They haven't.
There you go. So here's the thing. Because they asked. Actually, this is something. They asked Mike McCarthy.
Tangent.
Tangent. They asked Mike McCarthy this question.
Okay.
He goes, you would not believe how many people, because they all stay at the same hotel in Appleton.
Right.
So he goes, you would not believe how many fans bring things to him when they're at the hotel. Saying, hey, I found this laying on a table downstairs.
And really?
Like, yep. Playbooks from the other team. He goes, no, I don't usually look at it because you can't tell if.
If
you don't know if it's real or if it's just BS, but he goes, it happens all the time. If you're not treating, you're not trying. Isn't that how it goes?
That's Rubin's racing. No, that's a different one. I'm sorry.
That's NASCAR.
Okay.
So I took Army minus the 10 points against North Texas.
Okay. I'm taking Troy minus the 4 against Ohio.
Oh, Bobcats. And my final game, Utah Utes minus 7 points against Indiana.
Okay, and then my last game also, I'm going Big Ten and taking the Maryland Terrapins.
Are you?
Minus the 1 against BC.
Oh. That, I think I picked Maryland. I think that might be the only Big Ten team I picked. Oh, wait, no, I picked Wisconsin too. Not in these,
oh,
but
right.
In my little pick all the winners. But that's it. I didn't have anything written down for the college games because... They're bowl games.
They're bowl games.
This is shooting shooting in the dark. You don't know who's even going to be there to play.
You
don't
know who you're
coaches,
shooting at.
Coaches are like leaving and teams are... You ever notice that when it comes
players
to bowl
games... Players aren't
playing. Yeah. You ever get to bowl games, this is when the players are all getting suspended.
Right. Oh, yeah.
You didn't do this, you didn't do that. Conduct... Weren't they doing that conduct during the team, during the season?
No, they don't care.
NFL.
Okay.
I have 3, 4, 5, 6 games.
Okay.
My first one, New York Giants versus Philadelphia Eagles. With a win, the Giants clinch their first playoff berth since 2011. They've won 8 of 9 games, and they have held their opponents to just 17 points during those 9 games. Giants defense is playing just too good right now. I'm taking the Giants minus the 3 points. You went Philly?
No, I didn't. Oh. I didn't take that game because I wanted to stay away from it. Giants have been so
up and down.
Yes, they.
Which Eli's going to be there?
Yeah, which defense is going to be there?
That's true.
So, my first game, I'm taking the Arizona Cardinals
in Seattle,
getting the 8 points against Seattle.
I have that same pick.
Do you?
You went to Arizona. No, plus 8.
Oh, Seattle just doesn't impress me. I can't stand Richard Sherman.
No.
No.
I think Seattle's going to win the game. I just think Arizona's going to keep it close.
I do too. I think
8 points is a lot.
I think Seattle's actually going to pull something out of their ass again. I feel like Arizona's going to be winning the game up until.
Screwed.
Pretty much.
Yep, I took Arizona also. What's your next game?
Okay, I'm going, I don't know why I took this game. I'm taking the LA Rams.
Are you?
Getting the 3.5, giving up 3.5.
Against Frisco?
Against Frisco. How does the LA Rams, how are they getting are they
favored in anything?
Yeah.
Well, when they're playing Frisco.
That's obviously it.
I was going to do that too, but I stayed away from that game because I had the same thoughts you did. How did, there's something not right here.
So if I put a little money on it, I'm going to find out.
So instead, I'm taking Miami plus the 3.5 against Buffalo. Even though both teams are technically still alive in the playoffs, the Dolphins are much more alive than the Bills. Miami won the first matchup between these two, and they should run right through them again. Give me Miami and the 3.5.
Is Matt Moore still?
Yes.
Okay. I actually took Miami too.
Really? Same
yeah.
thing?
Right. Same thing.
My next game, New Orleans versus Tampa.
Ooh.
In a defensive battle last a couple weeks ago, Tampa held off the Saints. I expect there to be much more scoring this time around because we both took the over in that game and it ended up being like 13-10. Tampa needs this game to hold on to their playoff hopes, but I like the Saints in this game. Just too much offensive firepower. I also like the over of 52.5. So I'm taking the Saints -3. I'm taking the over of 52.5.
And I'm going opposite. I'm actually taking Tampa getting the 3.
Yeah.
And
because it's in New Orleans.
I don't care. I believe in Jameis.
Somebody has to.
I love Mike Evans.
Okay.
Well, because I'm going with Evans and Brate are going to have.
Linda likes Mike Evans, too.
And Brate, right?
Yes.
So, I mean, knowing our luck, that's going to go that way. So, no, I'm taking Tampa Bay plus 3. My next game that I'm doing an over on is the Pitt-Baltimore game.
Oh, I stayed away from that game, too.
I'm going over 44.
Okay. I went Jacksonville versus Tennessee. Teams with new coaches seem to get fired up for the first game under the new head coach. I see that happening this weekend in Jacksonville. Luckily, they're playing an up-and-down Titan team that is coming off an upset win. I don't think the Jaguars are going to win this game, but they should keep it close.
Right.
I'm taking the Jaguars in the 4.5 points.
I'm taking the over in the Kansas City Denver game.
Okay.
I'm over 37.5. I know it's
not that high.
It's not that high, but I just feel like there's going to be some scoring going on. Yeah.
My final game, Green Bay versus Minnesota.
Uh-oh.
Is likely the NFL MVP against the regressing Vikings team. Minnesota is watching any playoff hopes.
I agree with
hopes.
The latter on that.
Minnesota is watching any playoff hopes fall to the ground like an Adrian Peterson fumble. Packers are on their way to winning the NFC North after Aaron Rodgers said they would win out. Look for Green Bay to pour it on Saturday afternoon as the Vikings cry in the cold. I'm taking Green Bay -7 points.
I am too.
Are you really?
Yep. Shocker right now.
Wow.
Okay, question. Little yes. Quick question. Adrian mm-hmm. Peterson, kind of like the Eddie Lacy thing. Does he ever run again for the Vikings?
Yes.
You yeah. think he stays on the team?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So then I'm just moving on to my next thing. I don't want to get in that tangent. I'm taking the Dallas Cowboys.
Are you really?
Given the 7 against Detroit.
Detroit. I hope you're right.
I.
Because then it doesn't matter what happens next week.
Well,
we have to win first.
Well, we first have to beat Minnesota, too.
Yeah. That's right. We have to win this week. If Detroit loses, we're the NFC champions.
No matter what after that?
No matter what. Because we'll be... Oh, wait, no.
No, we wouldn't. We'd
wait, would we be... No, we'd be tied with them right now, right?
If we win and Detroit loses, yeah, we're tied.
Oh, then we do have to win.
We still have to win out.
Okay. I thought we'd be a game up. But no. All right, well, that's it. Remember, don't bet anymore you can afford to lose, and it's only betting if or it's only gambling if you don't know what you're doing. You ready to get into the club and get the show over with?
Yes, let's do this.
All right. And we're in the club. I think I'm going to order a cornerita. Are you just sticking with your jacket coat?
I'm staying. That seems too wild for me.
Too wild?
Yeah.
A margarita with a Corona beer in it.
I've done something we used to call back in my Oshkosh days.
Yeah.
Lunch boxes.
What's that?
Oh, shoot. Armoretto.
Okay.
And orange juice.
Oof. Well, that's not bad.
With a beer shot in the middle of it.
Isn't that a boiler? Isn't a Boilermaker or something like that? It's something beer and is it whiskey?
I'm not sure what kind of liqueur.
Here we are. We're in the club and we're trying to be bartenders.
That's right.
It's time for the Fantasy Girl of the Week. As always, check her out on the website on the Fantasy Girl page. She is hot.
Hot. And how old is this young lady?
She was born October 8th, 1993. So that makes her...
barely legal.
23 years old. Jeez. She's like almost AARP. Her name is Barbara Palvin. She is a Hungarian model and actress.
What has she been in?
There was a movie, and I don't remember what it was called. I'll have to find out for you.
You don't have it in there?
I don't have it written down. I should have, because I didn't think you'd ask that. But
well, she just doesn't look like Hungarian, and being in the movies just...
She was discovered on the streets of Budapest at the age of 13. Now, here's where I have a question.
Okay.
You ever noticed how all these hot models are always discovered while they're on holiday somewhere with their family when they're really young?
Yeah, why didn't...
I mean, it happened to me. I mean, my parents took us on vacation to Wisconsin Dells when I was but a wee little child. And I was discovered, and my parents wouldn't let me become a male model. They said, no, you're going to work a honest job.
Yeah, that's it. That's what you're doing.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway.
Barbara shot her first editorial in 2006.
No pun intended on shooting and you're talking to your parents.
Yeah.
Okay.
For Spur magazine, Palvin was also part of the 2016 Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Issue rookie class last year, and she's going to be there again this year.
She's hot. She's hot.
One of her only downfalls has to do with who she dated.
Uh-oh.
And who she's now dating.
Ooh, that's not a good sign.
Both are singers. And you want to...
I'm guessing one Bieber?
Justin Bieber she dated.
Oh, she dated, so she's not... She's...
And is rumored that she is now dating an English singer.
Ooh, that I don't...
Red hair.
Oh, Ed...
Ed Sheeran.
Sheeran. Oh, good boy, Ed.
We can't expect everyone to be perfect, I guess. But there's Ed nothing Sheeran, wrong. The luckiest man in the world right now.
Can you say what's...
batting way over your
way
head.
Way over
your head. Or what, how's it... No, batting... Yeah, something
like that.
Anyway, Barbara Palvin stands 5'7" tall.
Okay.
She's light brown hair, blue eyes. She weighs 121 pounds. Wears a size 4.
Hmm.
Her measurements are with cup size.
With cup size?
Yep.
Ooh. That's definitely a Wonder Bra on that one right there. I'm going to go 34B.
B is right.
Okay.
32B. 32B.
So I get...
one, yeah, a little soft ding.
Soft ding.
Okay. Her waist. And this is actually very good representation, I would believe.
Do you? Okay. Yeah. So then I'm going to go
24. 23. You get a ding. And her hips.
35
is exactly right. Barbara Palvin, your fantasy girl of the week.
She looks a little hippie there.
She does. She's got nice
She's got
hips.
Curves, yes.
Don't forget, we're gonna probably start off the award show next week with the fantasy girl.
Is Barbara gonna be there?
Well, everybody's invited.
Okay.
I haven't gotten RSVPs yet from all of them.
Okay.
But they are invited. However, next week's fantasy girl will be our trophy girl. She'll be the one handing out the trophies and everything to the winners. If they're there.
If they're there.
A lot of them, you know, again, I haven't gotten RSVPs.
We don't guarantee like ESPN or the ESPYs where, you know, if you show up, you automatically win. We don't do that.
Yeah, we can't. No, because we want this to be a surprise.
Right, right.
We want this to be a surprise to everybody.
David Johnson and, MVP.
And you know that some of these guys are going to be playing football.
Oh, so, that's right. The, you know, they're going to be working.
Right. So I mean, we'll try and get video.
So it's going to be just you and I and a bunch of girls.
And whoever's in the audience.
Okay.
So, I mean, which isn't bad. I mean, I'm going to try and get some video of the people thinking.
So you're saying there's a chance.
So that's all next week. That is the second annual
live
fantasy award show.
I cannot wait.
But until then, good luck to everybody that's still playing for a championship. I wish you luck. Good luck to Linda. She has two things that she's doing this week, looking for a prize and a championship.
That's what I should have asked her.
What's more important?
What's more important to her right now?
Like, do I have to put the check in the glass if we have to send it to her?
Oh, she's...
Oh, wait, no, because she has PayPal. I have to send it to her through PayPal.
Well, you better do it that way.
So that's it, everybody. Have a good week. Have a great Christmas, and we'll talk to you again next week. Don't know exactly when, but it'll be sometime before New Year's.
We'll figure that out.
So be good.
Bye-bye.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, be good.
Bye-bye.
Screw it. Bye.